Yesterday afternoon, a very small, frizzy-haired teenager you could easily imagine on a high school soccer team or arguing over a pop song playlist with her girlfriends plopped herself down in our studio to tell us a story of violence and fear.
Do you think my relationship with him is like a drug or like an addiction?
Yes, I do. I think it's a drug that you can't seem to stop.
Rainey was 14 when she started a relationship with a 20-year-old man that seemed to meet her needs for companionship and sanctuary from an unstable family. What she walked into, though, was an emotional prison of violence and verbal abuse. The story only came out when Rainey started working for Radio Rookies, which is produced by our partner WNYC. Her story told it all, the breakups, the reunions, and the isolation from friends and family. Rainey at one point asked her mother about how this relationship had changed her behavior.
You want it, you know it's no good for you, and you want it, you want to caress it, you want to hold it, you want it to be in your body, to be next to your body. You want to suck in every minute thinking it's life, and then when it's over, you feel that it's not.
Does my behavior remind you of in any way of your own?
Absolutely, just like me. Only mine was with the drugs, and I couldn't stay away.
One voice you do not hear in this documentary that has been broadcast nationally on This American Life is the voice of her violent former boyfriend. Rainey was torn over whether to contact him for this story. There was so much she wanted to know from him, but so much fear of the power he might still have over her.
I did want to interview him because I did want to hear what he would say, but honestly, I would just hear more just crap, honestly, because like his friends or other people who've heard his side of the story will be like, he said he just pushed you, or I don't know why you were screaming. He said he only did this. Like, well, I only tapped her. Like, it's not true. That would just anger me to hear that and that to be in my story. It's really upsetting when someone could do all that to you and know they're doing it to you and then turn around and be like, no, I didn't do that.
If you knew he had to answer you honestly, that he wasn't going to just sort of shine you on, what question would you want to know the answer to? What would you want him to say to you that would explain something about this?
I just want to know why. Why? Why did you have pleasure from tormenting another human? Why? Doesn't make sense to me. I hope in his future he figures it out. Or else, whatever other relationships he's in, I feel bad for that girl.
What about the relationships you're going to be in?
I feel bad for them too.
Really?
Why? I'm still learning. I'm really still learning. And at this point, I don't really feel like all the energy I put into him, I don't think I could do that for somebody else. Like, I feel drained. I feel like now is the time to focus on the things that I was neglecting, friends, family. I don't need a relationship to concentrate on another person. I've already wasted enough time.
Do you think you'll ever get to a point where you can think in a more healthy way about the possibility of being with someone for whatever reason?
Yeah, just when I'm ready. Once I'm in school and I'm settled and I feel good about the direction my life's going.
What do people take from your story that surprises you? What do they listen to and go, oh, that's the most amazing thing that you thought? Oh, I didn't think that was that one.
I guess the only thing that's surprising is like this is one of the best stories of the year or all that. I'm just like, that is so way over the top. And I don't know. I still feel very odd when people comment on the story. But besides being surprised, the only thing I was a little upset about was the comments towards my mom and the drug abuse. It's a little bit upsetting. Not surprising, I guess.
What's your mom think?
She hasn't listened to the story. I just kind of looked at her the other day when she asked to hear it. And I was like, Mom, do you really want to listen to the story? Like think, do you really want to listen to the story? She just looked at me and walked away.
What do you hope women get out of this story that you've told?
I hope women who are in it listen to it and know that they're not alone, that you can get out. that there are people who love you, people who want to help you. You just gotta find them, or they'll find you. And then to family members or friends listening to the story, I just want them to take away that even if they're not there for you right now, or you might have anger for it, towards them for being absent, just that stick by them and be there for them because they need you.
Do you know how to do that for someone?
It doesn't seem like it from what I've done. My friends and family definitely hold a little bit of resentment toward me. I don't blame them. My brother, actually, when we got back, he kind of threw a little bit of a fit because his thoughts were that he was waiting for the day that I either got back with him or I got into a relationship with someone else who had the same problems. But it was a long time that I wasn't with them, and I'm lucky that my friends are even still my friends. Almost 5 years, that's a long time.
Never again?
Never again. Even when I think about it now, I just think of just bad memories. Everything was just bad. Like, I can't even remember anything good. Yeah, I can't. I don't want to ever feel that way again.
What's next?
I'm just gonna try to get a job where I'm living now. I'm living in Florida. I'm gonna apply to college, and I'm just gonna build myself until I'm ready. Like a caterpillar in its cocoon stage. And come out, it's a butterfly.
Rainey, thank you so much.
Thank you.
You can hear Rainey's full half-hour story at WNYC.org/radiorookies.